This is 1,000 Ways to Market Your Business, brought to you by Pushing the Envelope. We're going to dive deep into all things marketing to help you reach your goals. Tune in and let's grow your business.
Hi, welcome to another 1,000 Ways to Market Your Business podcast brought to you by Pushing the Envelope. I'm Samantha Scott, APR President, and today I'm joined by Caitlin, our communication specialist.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here. Like Samantha said, I'm the communication specialist for Pushing the Envelope. I am mainly our public relations, community engagement, and storyteller for both our agency and then also our clients as well. And today we want to talk about like storytelling and how you can best use it for your business and beyond.
Yeah, storytelling is kind of a term that's come up over the last couple of years.
Absolutely.
And I think people use it in a variety of ways. So Caitlin's going to explain a little bit about what we look for in terms of storytelling, how to do that ethically, and then how to create that as a new tool in your marketing toolbox for your business.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can do that in a variety of ways, whether it's for marketing or also just public relations side. Storytelling can be done in a different way too. You can tell your brand story. You can tell things about like your company itself. You can tell people about the employees that you have. Just basically any kind of story coming out of your company will help the reputation in the area that you're in. It'll ultimately help your business grow.
Absolutely. And it's part of conversation, right? You know, think about like marketing and public relations. Yes, storytelling can apply to both. We'll talk about both of those. I think for the layman's perspective, marketing and PR kind of use interchangeably, but they're definitely different. Yeah. So maybe you can elaborate a bit on that and I'll dive into the other part.
Yeah, absolutely. So marketing is really, it goes right to like the product producing and the money side of businesses. It helps for people to really see what your company provides to the community, so that way you can, you know, buy their products or get their services. But public relations really has to do with reputation and what the community looks at your company and, you know, how they perceive your company as a whole and the people that work there.
Yeah, and public relations is both internal and external, right?
Absolutely.
Marketing is really bringing your product or service to market, literally. And public relations really is that kind of relationship development, cultivation, and management, both internally, so with stakeholders, employees, et cetera, as well as externally with your public. And storytelling is really a fantastic resource for both of those, because we're able to kind of highlight employees, maybe some customer testimonials, but there's lots of other ways you can use it too.
Yeah.
And I liken this to, I've used this example in a previous podcast about if we went to coffee a lot and all I did was talk about my business, eventually you're going to stop going to coffee.
Exactly.
But this is kind of a different way of taking on that. So instead of just constantly pushing your business and your services through storytelling, you can weave that in, but it's received differently because it's not just a promotion. It's telling about an experience or how someone used the product or how they liked the experience with the business.
Yeah, people like hearing stories about other people. It's really the basis of, you know, the growth of business. People don't want to hear about your company and all the sales they made last year. They want to know how those sales like helped your employees grow or, you know, helped your community thrive in different ways. That's the kind of stuff they want to hear about because it really makes them want to get involved.
Absolutely. And media subscribes to that as well.
Absolutely.
You know, they're
looking,
you know, they're not just going to do, you know, afternoon news feature on you because you have a great product. That would be advertising and they will charge you for that. But instead, if you have a great story about how this product helped improve someone's life or what you're doing in your community. Yeah. And so storytelling, you do that in a couple of ways. So you do that through media relations, public relations, but we also do that through video.
Absolutely. Video is really becoming such a prominent way for businesses to communicate with our publics, and not even just businesses, government agencies as well. Video is one of those great ways people can get messages out that's, you know, different than just a press release or different than just a social media post with a photo. It's more engaging.
Yeah. Or it can complement, right? You know, you can think a video can go with a news release. A video can be an added element to a web page. You know, I like to say that as consumers, we're inherently lazy. Don't mean to offend you. I'm in that group as well. But we're lazy because we don't want to read something. We want to watch something. And you think about how many copious amounts of videos are watched every day on YouTube, on Facebook, and other, you know, streaming platforms, because people want to absorb information that way. And storytelling is a fantastic way to leverage this trend in media consumption. So think about how you're getting the message out about your business and how your clients, customers, consumers prefer to get that information. It's probably very likely video.
Absolutely. And media really likes it too. It's a way for them to not have to, you know, send reporters sometimes to certain stories. It's a way for them to get the information right from you. Because, you know, with everything nowadays, it's kind of hard when it comes to personnel and they can't always send a reporter to your story. But if you can get all the information for them and really help sell it, to them, they would be very grateful because it's a relationship that you're building with them at the end of the day.
Right. And another perk to that is you're controlling the story that way.
Yes, exactly.
So instead of the reporter coming out and capturing it and then maybe splicing something together in a not ideal way, mm-hmm. if you're submitting it, the likelihood of getting it the way you want is a little bit higher.
Absolutely. And it's a good way for you to, again, build that relationship with them, which in everything nowadays, relationships is the basis of really growing a business, growing relationships with the media, in your customer base as well.
Yeah. And video and storytelling can be done a number of different ways. You mentioned government, sure, educate and inform.
Yep.
But also look at healthcare. You know, during the pandemic, that was a massively used resource because people couldn't go places to get information. Yep. So they were watching it and absorbing it that way. It can also persuade people to buy. You know I have definitely fallen to that when I watch a video of somebody using a product and I'm like, oh, wow, okay, that's how that could work. Well, I could see myself in that situation. So by now, that's very easy. But it's also a great way to showcase your employees. So if you're looking to hire, you know, you mentioned personnel is a challenge right now. I think, you know, there's ups and downs with that. But showcasing team members, and these are the people that you could look to work with, that's a fantastic way to use that as well and their experiences. And then ultimately, your customer testimonials, too.
Yeah.
So if you can get someone on camera, that's even better user-generated content than writing a review on Google or something like that.
Absolutely. And speaking of that, some applications you can do for videos if you use user-generated content or you have people talking about how to's use your products or best ways to use your services, that's perfect for social media. And social media is the best two-way communications tool out there right now that can really help you engage with your public and have them engage back with you, and it really builds that relationship.
Yes, that is a fantastic point. And so when we started our business in 2006, we did not have social media. It didn't exist. That's how old I am. And
you're not old.
Oh, thank you. By dating myself. But in 2009, when it really broke in Southwest Florida and kind of around the world for business, we were one of the very first firms in the area to leverage social media for business. I'm very proud of that. And I think the way we approached it was different than others because you just hit the nail on the head. It's two-way communication.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why social media was started. It's social media. It's not another channel just for me to push advertising and messaging and branding, things like that. That's why people don't follow businesses. But if you can create communication, tell stories, ask questions, engage with folks, all the better.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's one of those things too that is very unique and it's engaging for people. No one's going to want to read a 12 paragraph long, you know, social media post, news release. They want to watch it. They want to see it. It's, you know, like you were talking about a little bit earlier, people are unfortunately lazy, which, you know, I fall under that category as well. So it's fine. I think we're becoming that way as technology advances, but it's very interesting to watch it kind of grow. And it's cool that you guys were one of the first ones to actually implement social media because there really was a writing on the wall. This really is where we're going. And I wouldn't be surprised if more platforms start showing up in the next couple of years.
Absolutely. And it's the way people consume information. And it's not everyone, right? There's still people who watch traditional news. They read things online. They listen to podcasts. There's other ways people educate themselves. But social media, I think, is going to be around. It's going to evolve as it already has. But you're already seeing things like Instagram pop up and, you know, all different kinds of visual resources. Mm-hmm. And then they're becoming shorter and shorter. So reels, YouTube shorts, things like that. So keep that in mind as well when you're thinking about your storytelling. Have long format options and then have shorter options as well. And maybe that shorter can be the tease for the longer.
Yeah. And that's something to keep in mind too when you're talking to the media, try to get your stories on that platform too. You want to keep it short and sweet. And then if they're interested, then you can kind of dig into those details that they would want, because it just like everybody else, attention spans are getting shorter and news time's getting shorter too. And you know, space in newspapers is also getting smaller. So there are ways to do that. But, you know, video is one of them. Mm-hmm. Building those relationships, like I said beforehand, is another way as well. But yeah, so the shorter forms are always better.
And just more and more competition. And you're likely seeing that in your space. That's why you're listening to 1,000 Ways to Market Your Business is how do you stand out?
Yeah.
So being aware of what your competitors are doing is helpful too. And thinking about creative ways to tell your story and different tools and aspects. You know, the other part with media is if you can get media to use this information and tell your story for you, there's a believability factor there.
Mm-hmm.
Some might say that's diminishing. Leave that to your own opinion. But there is a factor in that. And always, if you can have someone else, whether that's media or John Q. Public or a reviewer or someone talking about your business, there's inherently some believability factor in that.
Yeah, there's a third party, somebody else, you know, that's not completely directly involved in your company's, you know, praising you.
Right.
So.
And building a relationship with media is also important. And I, you know, hear a lot from our clients and folks that we talk to of like, I have great things to tell and I'm doing these things in the community, but I can't get anybody to write a story about me. It's really hard. I totally understand. Relationships are fundamental. You mentioned there's fewer staff. They're asked to do more things. Mm-hmm. So if you can help them out and say, hey, I have this great story and here's some B-roll or video, here's some resources for you. You're making their job easier. Naturally, you're going to create a relationship with them.
Yeah. And community engagement, I don't think we touched on that really yet, but that's another great way to get your story out there. Anytime you get involved in the community, not that that should be the only reason you do it for publicity reasons. No. You should do it because it's the right thing to do. Yes. But that is a great way to share your story, your company's like morals and their ethics behind a lot of the business factors.
Absolutely.
That get pushed out. It's very important to them. And it also gives like a community aspect to your story. And the media loves that.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so many factors. I mean, that's a whole nother conversation. In fact, we have a blog on our website, which you can access about community engagement. It's one of the top most visited blogs of all of them. It's really interesting and a new one coming out on that as well. But I think the point really comes to, this isn't, 1950 when there were only two or three companies doing the same thing. There are many, many, many of them. So how people make their decisions are very, very different now. I don't have to go to company X because they're the ones that are here. I can pick from any of these. So I want to go to the one that's doing something good. I buy Newman's Own Salsa, for example, not because Tostitos isn't good, but because they give back to charity and I care about that.
Yeah.
So there's lots of factors in telling that story. I talk to a lot of business owners who go, yeah, okay, great, community engagement's important, but it doesn't do anything for my bottom line. That's completely wrong. Storytelling and talking about how you do community engagement, why your company's involved, how you're giving back does matter. Maybe
absolutely
not as much to you, but it does matter to your consumers. And especially when you think about marketing to millennials and other generations after, that is a major decision factor.
Yeah, absolutely. And something too about public relations professionals that we haven't really touched on either is there's a misconception out there that, we bend the truth and we make things, it's the worst. But that's not the case. We just make it more engaging for the public so that way the media will pick it up or you'll actually watch it or it'll show up on your algorithm in social media. We get photos, we take videos, we do things like that that really help to kind of guide more attention, but we're not by any means altering the truth. And I think that's important to also know. And when you do your own public relations for your business, make sure you're not doing that. Make sure you're just making it engaging and showing the visual side
Absolutely.
Of your stories.
Yeah, be ethical. Tell your story. Talk about what your business is doing in the community. It's not the you show. It should be about the benefit to the end user or organization, nonprofit, et cetera. But absolutely, you should tell that story because people care about that. And again, going back to employee retention or attraction, they care about that. So that really absolutely makes a difference for sure. So storytelling, public relations, they really weave together. I think you did a great job in that last point of kind of integrating how video, pictures, things like that, people may not necessarily in their minds pair that with public relations.
Yeah.
They think more media relations or maybe crisis communications, but they really do all go together.
Absolutely.
So lots of really great stuff to talk about. And as always, at the end of our podcast, we ask a question. So this one, we've got a really good one, and I'm going to ask you, and then I'll jump in as well.
Okay.
Is how can a company start storytelling, and you kind of started to lead into this, do it ethically?
There are a variety of ways. It depends on, take a look at your employees first. Say, okay, what have they done? What have they accomplished in the last 6 months that you can highlight on? Did somebody have a tenure in your company for like 20 years? And what have they accomplished in those 20 years? Throw them a shout out on social media. People love to see that. And they'll buy from people that they think are fantastic or they agree with or they have something in common with. That is a great way to get started. If you do anything with nonprofits or charities in your area, if you have old photos or if you have videos from them, share that. Be like, Throwback Thursday. Here's what we did last year and it's coming up again this year. Things like that really kind of go a long way, and not only with your public, but also the media too, especially if they didn't know about it previously and it has a big community impact. Mm-hmm. That's a good way to start.
Yeah.
That's where I would start.
So that's a great approach from the internal perspective. Mm-hmm. And from the external perspective, I might throw out the idea of ask your customers, clients, et cetera, or if you know already, you've surveyed them or otherwise, why did they come to your business? What matters to them? and then try to craft a story around that, right? So if you see a common thread of all of our customers came to us because they saw us engaged with this community organization, or they liked this particular product line, or this made their lives better, what have you, you can craft a story around that. So lots of different ways to do this. And the other part, when you start getting into storytelling and usually using graphics or videos or photos, things like that, is start by making a list. So I know this can feel really, really overwhelming, and we desperately want this podcast to be practical and applicable for you. So start with the list. Just mind map it all out. What are all the different things that we could talk about? And then categorize. Are these internal? Are these external? Would this be more suited for video or photo, et cetera? And then start organizing how you'll drip these out. Because we don't want you to get super excited and then go blasting out a bunch of videos and then run out of content. That would be the worst. So just kind of plan ahead, and this could be a really powerful tool for any business, really any industry, whether it's government, healthcare, retail, et cetera.
Kind of goes back to some of the older topics that we talked about too, is having a strategy behind it as well. You really can't just spray and pray.
you have to make sure. It just won't work.
Exactly. You really have to have a strategy behind it too, and it also goes to public relations.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Caitlin, for joining
us.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And this has been another episode of 1,000 Ways to Market Your Business.